happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Monday, February 19th, 2024, in the headlines. Catholic priest Father Herman Sharpless commended the late Fadina Frampton for her exceptional ability to succeed in any pursuit, noting her adaptability and a positive influence in every setting she entered. Grenada has officially endorsed Ghana's Foreign Affairs Minister, Shirley Ayokobotchwe, as the preferred candidate for the upcoming Commonwealth Secretary-General elections in October.
Top of the hour news.
And the tourism revenues in China during the Lunar New Year holidays surged by 47.3% year-on-year and surpassed the 2019 levels, 95. Thanks to a domestic travel boom amid a longer-than-usual break, official data showed. Details coming up next.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This afternoon, radio personality the late Fadina Frampton was laid to rest in a solemn ceremony. During the service, Catholic priest Father Herman Sharpless highlighted her legacy, noting that she followed in her father's footsteps and inherited her broadcasting skills from him. He praised her as the most articulate broadcaster on the island and celebrated her adaptability and positive mindset, emphasizing her ability to bring light to every environment she entered.
What is beautiful is Fadina followed in the father's footsteps. And all that she did well as a broadcaster was inherited from her father. I would like to say Fadina was the most well-spoken broadcaster in Dominica. No doubt about it. Her pronunciation was, I mean, what is the right word to use? And when she spoke, she was able to bring all the feelings of whatever she was communicating through speech. And one of the things I like about it in the spotlight, everyone who went on that program would tell you that few minutes. You mean I've been here speaking for 2 hours? Because, you know, she was just gift. And her father saw that, and her father mentioned it. Started at VOI, and she became who she was from that day onward. There was no turning back. Sisters and brothers, when we are able to fulfill what God brings us here on earth, when death comes, there are no regrets. We have done what we were brought here to do. And so why do we say, oh, if we die too long, young, and she has so much more to do? Well, let me tell you, whatever God destined for her to do, she did it, and she did it well. Well done, Fadina. Well done. Sisters and brothers, one of the things I would like the family to understand is Fadina was bigger than you all as family. Fadina transitioned every part of what she lived for. And her eulogy explains why she was who she was. She moved from different homes, and every home impacted on her. She was adaptable. She went to a space, and you know, she just brought light into that place. That helped her to be a great reconciler. And I'm sure the members of staff will flow when we tell you that Fadina was at home with everyone, and that Fadina would really go out to ensure that there was peace. Sometimes in life we carry a lot of stuff that we don't let go. But death tells us time does not wait on us. We have to learn how to bury the past and make the best of the night.
And that was a Catholic priest, Father Herman Sharpless. During a press conference earlier today, the United Workers' Party expressed concerns over the prolonged silence from the Dominican Labour Party government regarding promised electoral reforms. Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the UWP, emphasized that despite hosting several public consultations on electoral reform in 2023, the government has failed to take any concrete steps or initiatives towards implementing these much-needed reforms even as 2024 enters into its second month.
It's been many years since we have heard the promise of electoral reform from this government. Late last year, there were a series of consultations following the publication of the Sir Denis Byron Report on Electoral Reform. Yet, well into 2 months of the new year, we have seen no noticeable movement nor any urgency by his government to press forward with these much needed reforms. It is important to remind the public that our electoral system is broken and in its current form continues to pose a serious threat to our hard-won democracy. We can no longer wait for the passage of legislation which will pave the way for our democratic rights and freedoms here in Dominica.
Dr. Fontaine also emphasized the importance of reminding the government that any proposed reforms should include at least 4 key components: a clean voters list, voter ID cards, equal access to state-owned radio, and campaign finance reforms.
It is equally important that we remind this government that any proposed reforms must contain at the very minimum these 4 components. Number 1, a clean voters list through a re-registration process based upon the residency criterion. Number 2, the issuance of voter ID cards to all re-registered voters. Number 3, equal access to the state-owned radio station DBS Radio. And number 4, campaign finance reforms. We need these reforms and we need it now. So let us move this process forward and as quickly as possible.
And that was Dr. Thompson Fontaine, leader of the United Workers' Party. The Discover Dominica Authority has proudly revealed the champions of the Mass Dominique 2024 Carnival, an event that served as a testament to the island's vibrant culture and exceptional talent. This year's carnival, known as the Real Mass, offered a mesmerizing blend of music, dance, and visual artistry.
The results are as follows. People's Choice Top Contemporary Costume Band Award, Pulse Experience, Opening Parade, Best Carnival Business Float, 1st place, National Cooperative Credit Union, 2nd place, Belfast Estate, 3rd place, Fine Foods Inc., Best Flag Wavers Group, NBD Flag Wavers, Jouvet, 1st Lapu-Cabwit, Police Lapu-Cabwit, Lapu-Cabwit with the largest following, Police Lapu-Cabwit. Lapu-Cabwit with the most Lavway, Police Lapu-Cabwit. Longest Lapu-Cabwit, Police Lapu-Cabwit. Best Male, Grim Reaper. Best Female, Deborah LaVille. Best Sensei, Ian Michael Anthony. Largest Old Mass Group, Chupul. Best Old Mass Band, Chupul. Largest Lapu-Cabwit, Chupul. Best Papi Show Wedding, Chupul. Best Juve Costume Group, Runaway Groom. Best Juve Group, Lumination. Best Theatrical Group, Rum Die.
Thunderbirds emerged victorious in the Best All Mass Band category, while additional results were announced for other categories featured in Mass Dominique 2024.
All Mass Parade winners. Best Old Mass Band, 1st place, Thunderbirds. 2nd place, Pure Mass Creative. Best Creative Individual Male, Daryl Phillip. Best Creative Individual Female, Giselle Allport. Carnival Monday Parade, Youth Mass winners. Children Band of the Year, 1st place, Pebush Primary School. 2nd place, Lucia Lander Dance Group. 3rd place, Grand Bay Primary 4-H Club. Children King of the Band, Pebush Primary School. Children Queen of the Band, P. Pebush Primary School, Best Children Float, first place. The Dominica Grammar School Art Club, second place. Cassibrew Secondary School, third place. St. Mary's Academy 4-H Club. Children and Secondary Schools category, Best Children Sensei, Grand Bay Primary School. Secondary Schools Band of the Year, first place. Cassibrew Secondary School. Second place, Convent High School. Secondary School, King of the Band, Cassibrew Secondary School. Secondary School, Queen of the Band, Cassibrew Secondary School. Carnival Monday, T-shirt Bands category. Carnival Monday, T-shirt Band. First place, Amnesia Crazy Mess. Second place, Cluebirds. Third place, Triple K Mega Monday. Carnival Tuesday Parade, Costume Bands category. Best Contemporary Band of the Year. First place, Pulse Experience. Second place, Amnesia. Third place, Fantasy Tribe. Best Traditional Band of the Year. First place, Africulture Stilt Walkers. Second place, Newtown Boabua Academy. Third place, Thunderbirds. Special awards for Carnival Spirit, Old Time Sake. Adult Traditional King of the Band, Africulture Stilt Walkers. Adult Traditional Queen of the Band, Africulture Stilt Walkers. Adult Contemporary King of the Band, Amnesia. Adult Contemporary Queen of the Band, Pulse Experience.
DDA Communications and Public Relations Specialist Monel Alexis. Finally, in the local news, a memorial vigil for the late Vedaina Frampton, which took place on Sunday, witnessed an outpouring of support and affection from numerous individuals who had known or interacted with the esteemed media personality. Dr. Anthony Bernard Frampton, brother of the late Vedaina Frampton, revealed that the motivation behind the creation of the In the Spotlight radio show by his sister stemmed from her dissatisfaction with the lack of national acknowledgement for their late father's significant contributions to broadcasting and community development.
Vedaina dedicated her life to making Dominica better. She was a member of the Dominica Red Cross, the Dominica Rotary Club, and Toastmasters International. She adopted a number of charitable causes, such as the Rosal Primary School, and even created her own. She was a source of pride for our family. I mean, she named her youngest brother Lyndon's daughter, Linnell. One of the most tragic moments in Vedaina's life was the passing of her dad in 2012. The lack of national recognition given to her father's contribution to broadcasting and community development in the country greatly displeased her, and that's something we spoke about after. And she remained troubled that the nation never got to hear our dad's story. And this was the major inspiration for her creation of the In the Spotlight radio program, which she hosted on Q95. The program was not only a national favorite, but a movement. A movement to recognize and celebrate forgotten or ignored Dominican heroes and icons. And naturally, since it was Vedaina's show, of course, it at times became a conduit for getting help for those in need and to raise awareness of issues she viewed as important to her people. One of the proudest moments of Vedaina's life was the moment she became a student of the University of the West Indies. In 2020, Vedaina finally realized the long-deferred dream of pursuing a higher education. I remember this vividly because this was the longest and most emotional conversations I've had with her as adult siblings. She was so happy and so expectant, so hopeful. And I knew she was entering a new exciting phase of her career. Vedaina was a beautiful soul, a shining angel who dedicated her life to beaming light and upliftment wherever her voice and smile could reach.
Dr. Anthony Frampton, brother of the late Vedaina Frampton. In other news, in a significant diplomatic move, Grenada has officially thrown its support behind Ghana's Foreign Affairs Minister, Shirley Ayoko Buchwe, as the favored candidate for the upcoming Commonwealth Secretary General election slated for October. Prime Minister Deacon Mitchell publicly announced Grenada's endorsement of Minister Buchwe during a joint parliamentary session last Tuesday. coinciding with the country's 50th anniversary of political independence celebrations. Prime Minister Deacon Mitchell said he will be publicly indicating that they have pledged to the President of Ghana that the country will be supporting the distinguished nomination of the Foreign Minister of Ghana to lead the Commonwealth when the time arises. Minister Buchwe has part of Ghanaian delegation visiting Grenada, hosted by Prime Minister Deacon Mitchell, as the guest of honor for the country's Golden Jubilee milestone. Launching her candidacy earlier this month, Minister Buchwe emphasized her visions for promoting free trade agreements among the Commonwealth 56 member nations. As of now, no other contenders have emerged to challenge the incumbent Secretary General, Dominican Baroness Patricia Scotland, in the elections scheduled for 22nd October. And official data released on Sunday revealed a significant surge in tourism revenues in China during the Lunar New Year holidays, which concluded on Saturday. Revenues soared by 47.3% year-on-year, surpassing levels seen in 2019. This remarkable increase was attributed to a domestic travel boom fueled by an extended holiday period.
The massive crowds in Shanghai Railway Station ahead of this year's Spring Festival holiday speak to what Chinese officials said on Sunday ended up being a surge in travel spending over the Lunar New Year to levels even higher than before COVID. It's likely a welcome sign for Beijing as the Chinese economy loses steam. The holiday is the busiest yearly travel migration in the world. And by the end of the 8-day span on Saturday, 474 million tourist trips were made, up 34% from the same time a year ago. Millions of migrants have since returned to major cities like Shanghai or Beijing after reuniting with family in hometowns.
It was really crowded this year. It felt like it was the first time for me to experience the Spring Festival rush thoroughly.
Chinese officials say not only was tourism spending up by around 50% over 2023, it was up 7% over this time in 2019, before the pandemic. Revenue per trip, though, has remained below pre-COVID levels. One of the most popular activities during this year's holiday was watching films. China's box office revenue exceeded over $1 billion over the 8 days, a new record high. The figures are likely a relief for policymakers as China grapples with multiple challenges, including a plunging stock market and declining property values, and as consumer prices fell furthest since the 2009 recession last month. It's pushing authorities to cut interest rates in an attempt to spark growth and revive an economy low on confidence and facing spiraling deflation.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. Catholic priest Father Herman Chaplis commended the late Fedina Frampton for her exceptional ability to succeed in any pursuit, noting her adaptability and positive influence in every setting she entered. Grenada has officially endorsed Ghana's Foreign Affairs Minister Shirley Ayoko Botchwe as the preferred candidate for the upcoming Commonwealth Secretary General elections in October. And tourism revenues in China during the Lunar New Year holidays surged by 47.3% year-on-year and surpassed 2019 levels thanks to a domestic travel boom amid a longer-than-usual break, official data showed. I've been your presenter, Ferdinand Valman.
Happens wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.